Of course, Everything Belongs was the name of one of my books. And I always said I thought the only reason that book sold so well was that people liked the name. And I hope they do, because there's something intuitive in every person, pre-rational almost, that knows that if it is, if God hasn't smashed it into smithereens, then it must belong somehow. It's part of the deal. It takes us a long time to get there. I don't think you tend to get to an inclusionary worldview much before second half of life thinking, at least, where you don't need to scapegoat people or decide that this race is impure or that religion is unworthy. In our school, I hope we can spend much more time naming evil and illusion. And by naming it and bringing it into the light, that seems to be the best way to take away its false power. Ephesians says, anything exposed to the light will become light. And it's not a matter of kicking people out or saying you're not worthy. It's just leading people on journeys of illumination. And then they see their own mistakes for themselves.